Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, too, eh?
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Ron and Shelley Honig. They're from Honey Apple Farms, and they have had traditional jobs, and later in life than many, have been turning their 2.5-acre property off West End Road in the Arcata and Blue Lake area into a hobby farm that is certified organic. Ron and Shelley, what sorts of things did you do for a living before this turn of events?
Well, actually, we both started out in research biology. By chance, we both came of age. We're in our 60s, and we both came of age when there was a renewal of the environmental movement and an interest in healthy, unsprayed food. So we did that as hobbies and pursued other careers. After being a research biologist and raising children, I went back to Humboldt State University and became a public health nurse, which I did for 15 years, but we always pursued our hobby of gardening.
Okay. And I have a biology degree, and I came up to Humboldt as a forestry major and got a master's degree in that. But when I got involved in forestry, I started working with computers, growth simulation models, and then I focused on doing computers specifically for forestry. And then all the while we were outside, we were gardening every single weekend practically. We were outside on our property, improving it, making it larger, getting more beds out there, and starting with the flowers and loving the flowers. And there was a time where we would watch our roses that we just purchased, and those nice buds were coming up, and I was looking forward to next week having a beautiful rose there, and the deer would snatch it away. So we had to do something about that. It was very disappointing. So I wanted to get a fencing, and I wanted a fence, just a small little area that would contain the roses. And Shelley convinced me that we needed to do it all over our entire property. And I said, no, we don't need to do it. That's too expensive. Well, she convinced me. And it's because of that decision that we fenced our entire area that now we are able to expand. That was the foundation of our gardening infrastructure.
And that allowed us to have some apples to share with the rest of the world, too, because we had a lot of apple trees that the deer loved almost as much as the roses.
Oh, yeah. We know how to feed deer with apples.
Yes.
Why did you decide to go from, I know originally you were raising food for yourself and for friends and for family, but then you decided eventually to go into business at the farmer's market and sell commercially. What sorts of things kind of drove you to that direction?
I think it was a natural progression originally, just from having too much, from sharing with friends and coworkers and our family members, to thinking, what do you do with the extra apples and produce? So we always donated to the food bank and shared with people. But occasionally we would sell apples, because they were organic, to the co-op, the Arcata Co-op. And we just decided about 7 years ago that we were going to try joining North Coast Growers Association and making our venture a little bit bigger so we could sell some.
And you raise a lot of different things. I mean, you have 2.5 acres, so it's not a gigantic farm, but it is amazing how many different things that you do grow on that 2.5 acres of space. But let's start with the apples. How many different apple varieties do you have?
Well, we have around, I would say, 100 trees, but about 50 commercial ones. The other 50 are either too immature, we're doing experiments that just didn't turn out right, and we have to graft good guys on top of bad guys. Some of the varieties that we have that are really wonderful are the Primas and the Spigolds. We have Priscilla and Shenango strawberries. Now, these are varieties that you may not recognize or see in the supermarket, and I think that kind of underscores the advantage of farmers markets, that you get varieties that you don't see in the supermarkets. There are some wonderful varieties of apples out there, and as well as that's true for all crops. There's some good varieties, and farmers markets allow for an opportunity to check out varieties that you're not familiar with.
And that a large commercial grower can't afford to put into production. Some of our early apples are a little bit perishable, so they wouldn't make a good long-term market apple.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you do tastings of your apples. I'm imagining the surprise on people's faces when they taste something that isn't a Fuji, which seems like Fujis are everywhere. Fuji is almost like people are getting used to that being what an apple tastes like. But when they taste these other flavors, I bet they're really surprised.
We get some really fun reactions on them. And some people, after taking a taste of our apples, will conjure up the time that they were little in their backyard when they had that tree growing in the back and they were able to taste that fresh apple. Because we pick them either that day or just the evening before. And so they're super fresh.
And some of the varieties, too. I mean, I know I'm always attracted to the tartar varieties, which you really don't find in the grocery stores. It seems like the grocery stores are carrying sweeter and sweeter and sweeter apples. But to have that complexity of flavor requires having some of those older varieties.
Some of ours are not so old, but they were developed as disease-resistant Jonathan Delicious varieties. Those crosses, and they have both the tart and the sweet complexity of flavors. Mm-hmm. And are disease resistant, so they don't look very scabby, which is wonderful.
Yeah, and especially when you're growing certified organic crops, is mm-hmm. to pick something off the top that's going to be more disease resistant means less having to deal with some of the insects later on.
Right.
So you produce lots and lots of apples, and I know you sell some of those for eating apples at the farmer's market. What other sorts of things do you turn the apples into?
Well, we like to eat them a lot and share them with friends as well. But we personally make our own homemade apple cider, which is wonderful, from a blend of several different varieties and share that with people. Not yet selling that. We make apple butter and apple crisps. We make apple sauce, just about anything apple for our family. We are able to sell our apple butter at the certified farmers markets and the apple sauce.
What are some of the challenges to creating finished products or value-added products from some of the produce that you produce?
Well, we're finding that what we want to do is make more efficiency so that we're able to utilize all of our apples. We're finding now we would love to be able to scale our product because we are at the point now that we're finding that there's a market for it. We'd love to find ways to scale it, and we need some commercial kitchen in which to do that in order to can it up, to jar it. I think distribution would be easy, and so we don't have that problem. But the biggest problem we have now is also labor, and we got to come up with more efficient ways of doing it so that we can hire more people to help.
I think also, in addition to the cost of production for us being a small grower, scaling up to the larger quantities is definitely an issue, and labor cost would be something that would be a little bit tough for us at this point, but there are also a myriad of expensive and confusing regulations that we're hoping to work on with a bunch of other farmers to figure out how to scale those hurdles and make it possible.
Yeah, the regulation has been a large time consumer because we're trying to do what's right and get through all of these regulations and to be able to produce a product that we know is good. We know that it's safe, and having the consumer in mind and their safety is of utmost importance to everybody. Uh-huh. So finding the right place, getting the right information, and then finding the commercial kitchen that will be able to accommodate all of these has been a challenge.
Okay. That all sounds really good and interesting. I'd like to come back and talk to you some more next week and find out more about Honey Apple Farms. Thank you so much, Ron and Shelley Honig.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.